start winning, who knows? Even if I don't make the World Junior team, they might not want me back here.
Well, like, you had a pretty good game tonight, I thought, and after, let's say, maybe not so much of a good game the one before.
Yeah, I think tonight I was trying to play a little bit more defensively going into camp. I think that's what Team Canada is going to want from myself. So I'm leading into a game. We got enough firepower on offense. Steve Hamilton tries to get us into the play as much as possible. So still trying to do that with a more defensive mindset today.
And this is a key game, I think, with this whole streak rolling on, because you're sort of measuring yourself up to each one of these teams, right? Saskatoon had a strong start, yada, yada, yada. Now, this team comes in here as a high-scoring team, so...
Absolutely. We had trouble with them and Brandon the last time we played them, I think. So to come in here tonight and beat them was good for the confidence in the room and good to keep the streak going.
Because there was a couple ugly stretches there before you guys, found your footing again.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we're rolling right now. We just got to keep it going. Like you said, we went through a couple stretches where we weren't beating any of the higher-end teams, and with the run we're going on now, the momentum's good, and winning's contagious.
Thanks, buddy.
Hey, Mark, I know the goaltender, Laurent Brancewell, when you guys were down 2-1, Laurent played great in net tonight as well.
Absolutely. Through the whole the last eight games or whatever we've been playing, he's been keeping us in the start. We had a couple slow starts in that stretch, and he's kept us in, so we were relying on him a lot, and our forwards have done their part in the later parts of the game.
And when you're in a media scrum next time, will we see a ball of juice in your hand next time instead of Gatorade? Juice, you know, some fruit punch, some Pepsi. What'll be in your hand next time, Mr. Pissick?
I'll bring my phone maybe so I can actually record it. I'll put that on Twitter or something. Right. We'll see.
We'll do that then, Mark.
Yeah, perfect. All
right. How are you feeling this week? Is it hard to kind of focus on what's in front of you when you know you've got something big in Calgary waiting for this weekend?
Yeah, very hard. Yeah. I mean, we're playing Super Bowl. We're playing soccer before the game. We're walking in. There's TVs going on. It's the TSN World Junior pre-camp show or whatever, and just seeing the TSN Hockey Canada logo on there, that just throws me for a loop and throws my mind into a different state. But when I'm on the ice, I try my best each shift to refocus and just play in the moment and try not to worry about the bigger things.
So you got to play Friday, just one more, and then?
I leave Saturday.
You leave Saturday?
Yeah, we play Saturday night, and I leave in the morning, so I'll miss that game.
So just the one more game. Do you play Friday night?
No, we don't play tomorrow. Okay. It's Thursday today, right?
I don't know either.
Saturday, I'll believe. Okay. We don't play till Saturday, yeah.
So. Okay, so you're in the clear now. You don't have to.
Yeah, no more games.
Yeah. Are you tight with the other five guys from Edmonton or around that area who are going out to the Caps? Do you know them very well?
Joe Morrow, I know the best. We grew up on the same minor hockey team. We grew up playing on his pond. So that'd be pretty cool. Hopefully, if I do make the team, we could be partners or something like that. That'd be pretty special as well.
Have you had a chance to talk to him?
Absolutely. I've been texting him and congratulating him, and we're both looking forward to camp.
Do you guys room together or anything? Do you know?
We have no idea until Saturday comes, so we'll see.
Thanks, Mark. Good to see you again, Pat.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Yeah, Matt. Probably can't get a rock because I know that you were doing